Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. How? Oh, and if you hear purring, that is pumpkin spice latte.
Probably not, but that's okay.
I don't know. Every once in a while when I'm editing, you can hear loud purring.
Loud purring, yes. That is what she does.
Yes. How you doing, Brandon?
Oh, fine.
You know how we were gone for the entire month of November?
I do remember that.
And then we were like, hey, we're here, we're back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were kidding. This is our last episode
of the year!
Yeah, 2025.
sorry for your ears.
No, that's okay. That's fine. You were much more enthusiastic than I was about it. Yeah, we were looking at the calendar and it's just not going to happen. We're gone Christmasing
after this weekend. Fam jams and Christmas stuff, and then it's New Year's, and then it's 2026.
So we'll do an episode like welcome 2026 or something. Stuff looking forward to in 2026 or something like that. But that's it for Christmas.
Yeah. The festive season didn't last very long this year because we were so busy.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Well, I mean, like in our real life, festive season is still lasting. But yeah, for normally we do like 6 episodes and we're doing 2 this year.
Whoops. That's okay though.
That is okay. So Brandon, what are you drinking?
Something cold and drinky.
It's gin.
Oh, it's gin.
I made it for you. It's gin.
Yay.
With like lemon and stuff.
Ah.
I'm drinking mulled wine.
Did you mull it over?
I mulled it over quite efficiently. Yes. I thought that was very festive and fitting for a festive episode.
Festive and fitting. I was going to have some festive and fitting whiskey from my whiskey advent calendar, but I forgot and had it before.
That's okay.
It was delicious, though. And it was a sample from a $500 bottle.
Whew.
That is my nerd thing, I think. I drank whiskey worth $100 or $500 a bottle. It's
I think a little taster.
I think that is the most expensive dram I've had.
I think that might be the most expensive drink you've had, period.
Yes.
Of anything ever.
I did have a fancy sipping tequila that was like $20-some an ounce at a restaurant once.
So a bottle of that might have been...
But that's also restaurant prices.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, that's a good nerd thing. My nerd thing is also festive stuff. We're going to a holiday train tomorrow that I'm excited
to. We are, yes.
Bare Naked Ladies are playing.
They are.
It's very Canadian.
It's a band.
Yeah, not a bunch of ladies who are naked. No, it's a band.
Would be
very
a little cold.
Let's see. So that's very festive. It's my last week of school, so it's all chaos and festivities. And I've been playing Dreamlight Valley because there was another update.
They do that a lot.
They do. Well, they had a new DLC and then they did the update and they used to put them on the same days, but now they separate them by a week or two. So
makes sense.
Oh, it does. It's actually really smart. So I've been doing that. It's wintry.
Those live service games, they just keep on going.
Sure do.
We also did watch the Game Awards this week.
That's right. Any standouts?
I've
never seen these before, but
interesting. I haven't played many of the nominees because we're busy all the time.
Yeah, we like work and stuff. Sad. Have played a couple though.
The big winner was the Expedition 33,
right.
The French RPG game, and I really want to play that. So
in the new year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they had cool trailers for like Resident Evil and
I have
Bradley the Badger.
Yeah, that one.
Bradley the Badger.
And it has Evan Peters in it.
It does.
Yeah. I have a complaint about the Game Awards. Do you know what my complaint is?
No. Oh, I do know what your complaint is, but share what your complaint is.
There's no cozy game category. Cozy gaming is a huge thing, and like, it just totally got ignored. There was like family, and I mean, some of that would obviously overlap.
Yeah, the cozy games fit into the other categories. kind of.
But, like, everything else also overlaps, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
They should just have one category.
It is.
That's cozy gaming.
It is such a popular thing now that I think they probably should, because it's all made up anyway.
Yeah, exactly. They have so many different things, so many different categories where, like, there was a lot of overlap. So I think you can have a family one and you can have a cozy game one. And, like, Mario Kart would go in the family one.
But not a cozy game.
Yeah, even though, I mean, obviously cozy gamers also play Mario Kart. Those overlap a lot. But a cozy game would it's not a cozy game.
Mario Kart is rage-inducing and friendship-ending.
Yeah.
Not cozy.
Exactly. So, like, that's what I'm saying. So there is definitely a difference.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So anyway, that was my complaint, although I actually enjoyed watching it and thought it was cool.
In fact, I don't even think it's a family game, because unless you want to see your 8-year-old to see you swear up a storm, don't play Mario Kart.
That's true.
Or Mario Party.
That's
or
true.
Just have some self-control.
Or that. Which of those is the least likely? That's a good. That was a good nerd thing. That was fun and nerdy that we did that. Disney A News Update.
We went through all the news last week, but maybe we left some crumbs.
Not really. I have one big news item. Other than that, Disney is all like, yay Zootopia money, and also yay Christmas.
Well, here, let's get the latest figures on the Zootopia box office.
Because you know what? And that's going to segue so nicely into my news.
Okay. As of Friday, it is less than $8 million away from hitting $1 billion already. And still, like, 75% of that is from the international box office, which is everything but Canada and the U.S.
Is Mexico considered?
Yes.
That seems...
Domestic is Canada and the U.S. For whatever reason.
I was like, that seems arbitrary.
It is. It used to be that... Well, Canada imports basically 100% of the U.S. movies. That's why it's domestic, and
we both
speak English as our primary language, and that's why those were kind of mashed together.
Okay.
And then everywhere else is considered international for box office purposes.
Okay. Well, at least that makes sense. Good job, Zootopia.
That's a lot of money.
I think they're gonna make it, Brandon. I think they're gonna make the billion.
Yeah. So. And then our talk last week was Inside Out 2 as being the highest grossing animated film of all time. That is true. It beat out the original Lion King, not the remake, by like $8 million or something.
Whoa, I didn't realize.
Yeah, it was super, super close. And it's like
I did not realize it was that close.
They both made $1.6 billion-ish, and there was...
And change.
And some... other millions, but like very close.
No idea it was that close.
Yeah.
Hmm.
There's some, I think the 3D re-release of Lion King was included in that though.
Oh, okay.
Because you can do that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know.
So one day they'll re-release Inside Out 2 in some new format or something, and then they can include that.
Maybe. I don't know. I doubt Zootopia 2 is going to be a timeless classic.
Yeah, it's not Lion King.
Not to say it's not good, but I don't know.
That's fair. Good example. Toy Story 2 is an excellent sequel. That is not as timeless as any non-sequel, though. Not any non-sequel. As a non-sequel, that's amazing, though.
Yeah.
You put Lion King up against Toy Story 2.
Toy Story 2 is a bad example, though.
Well, no.
That's really good.
I know, but I mean, that's why I'm using it as an example, because it's like the best sequel that there is.
Okay.
And it's still not going to be as good as Lion King. So Inside Out 2.
I still say Toy Story 3 is the best Toy Story
movie. I 100% agree.
So I think that one's a timeless classic. So you're losing your own argument here. Okay. Anyway, moving on. Zootopia 2 is making a lot of money, and it's also doing... other things.
Yes. Okay, so here's my segue. Disney has earned 27 Golden Globe nominations across film and television studios, streaming services, and broadcast. That's a lot. The Golden Globe nominations.
They have Golden Globes for, like, sports broadcasts and stuff? I did not know. I knew it was movie and TV.
Yes.
But...
Well, I mean, that makes sense, though, because we looked at the podcast nominations, so...
Yes, there is actually nominated podcast, which is also news to me.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess that makes sense. So, all that
we're not nominated,
no,
in case you're
wondering. No. Sad.
Maybe next year.
Maybe. Probably just missed it by the skin of our teeth, though, right? I think we have to stop taking months off.
Oh, right. Yeah. I don't know. So a lot of super popular podcasts are like very limited.
Yes, in that's scope. True. But that like,
but they're also like celebrities.
Yes,
and things like
exactly.
That.
So, yeah.
You know, well, whatever.
But yeah, meh.
my mom says I'm cool.
Does she?
Sometimes.
All that to say, the Golden Globe nominations have come out. So I thought we would just run through Disney's nominations for our news today.
Okay.
There's a lot, and a lot of it is across streaming. The streaming platforms are home to a total of 15 nominations. 20th Television also garnered 15 nods. So altogether...
20th Television is formerly Fox.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
So here's all the brands and studios that got nominated. ABC, Disney's FX, Disney Plus, Disney Television Studios, 20th Television. Wow, that's a
mouthful. A terrible name.
It is. ESPN, there's your thing.
Yeah.
FX Productions, Hulu, Hulu Originals, The Walt Disney Studios, 20th Century Studios. Oh my God, another terrible name. Disney Live Action, Lucasfilm Limited, Pixar Animation Studios, Searchlight Pictures, and Walt Disney Animation Studios.
See, just roll everything Fox into Searchlight Pictures. That,
yeah.
That's the good one anyway. They made all the good, like, indie-type movie stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, so here we go. Disney's streaming... this is like a summary, okay? If you want more, I have the whole list here, but let's summarize.
Summarizing is good.
I figured. Disney streaming platforms are home to a total of 15 nominations. So this is all according to the Disney Company official website. Disney Plus received nods for Lucasfilm's Andor.
Yay!
Vote Andor. Disney and Pixar's Elio. That's not going to win.
No.
Hulu garnered nominations for Hulu Originals' Only Murders in the Building. Oh, I'm glad that that's still getting nominated. Paradise and Chad Powers, along with FX series The Bear and Dying for Sex. I've never even heard of that one, but I mean, I've obviously heard of The Bear.
Well, you combine those two together, and then you'd have, like, how Leo won his Oscar.
Yeah, I guess so.
That was a deep cut, kind of.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I appreciate
anyway.
It. Anyway. 20th Television garnered 15 nods across multiple series, including Best Series, Only Murders in the Building, Abbott Elementary, Dying for Sex, The Beast and Me, and Nobody Wants This. Lead performances were also recognized. Sterling K. Brown from Paradise, Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez were all nominated for Only Murders in the Building. Adam Brody and Kristen Bell, Nobody Wants This. Matthew Rice and Claire Danes for The Beast and Me. Michelle Williams for Dying for Sex. Apparently she's in that. And Glenn Powell for Chad Powers. You know what's cool on this website? If you're a Disney legend, it like prefaces all of that. It's like the same as Sir, or it's like Disney legend Steve Martin. Disney legend Kristen Bell.
That's kind of weird, but...
well, it's because it's on the official Disney
site.
Yeah,
and they both are Disney legends, so mm-hmm. I guess it makes sense. I don't
know.
Like,
technically.
I feel we're drifting dangerously close to laundry list instead of summary.
Okay. The Walt Disney Studios earned 8 nominations. Andor, Avatar... Okay, how is Avatar Fire and Ash nominated when it hasn't been released yet?
It's a really good question that I asked when we were looking at the nominations.
Yeah. Elio... Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, Testament of Anne Lee, and Zootopia 2. And then it continues on. But those are the big ones.
The answer to that question is they met whatever criteria they had and got enough people to see the premiere. Like, I don't know. Has it been screened anywhere yet?
I don't know. Must have.
Yeah.
So winners will be announced Sunday, January 11th, 2026. And if you want, like... the whole breakdown of all of the shows and everything like that. It's, of course, online. Andor, though, I would like to point out, only got one nomination.
Boo!
Best Performance by an Actor in a Television Series for Diego Luna, which, I mean, totally worth that nomination. Where's everyone else's?
And, like, Best
the whole
Drama
show?
Series or whatever.
Yeah.
Or put it in musical and comedy. I don't
know. Whatever, because apparently that's completely arbitrary.
K2 makes jokes.
Yeah, that
clearly
works.
A comedy.
Clearly a comedy. So anyway, that was, I laughed out loud at a couple points in there. Clearly a comedy. Also,
I mean,
cried.
It works for other shows.
Yeah, apparently. So anyway, that was
The Bear.
Yeah, exactly. How is grumble, grumble, grumble. See, okay, Only Murders in the Building is a comedy.
Yeah, for sure.
That one is a comedy.
Definitely a comedy.
Straight up comedy. How do you get, like, the famous example of this is with the movie The Martian. They put that in musical or comedy.
Huh. I didn't know Matt Damon could sing.
Apparently. Do you know
See,
what...
See, that's more jokes than The Martian has.
Do you know what didn't get nominated for musical or comedy?
Wicked.
The
Part 2.
The big musical release this year did not get nominated.
Yeah, well,
that's
maybe,
also super popular.
Maybe it's not very good.
Maybe. We haven't seen it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
not supposed to be as good as the first one.
Well, I know, but I'm not surprised.
It does not surprise me.
No. But I heard it was supposed to be, like, all right. I'm not expecting it to be as good as the first one, so. Anyway, that's the Golden Globes.
Hooray.
Kicks off award season. In January 11th.
Kick.
Exactly. Want to go to the main topic?
I would super love to, yeah.
It's holiday time. All right, Brandon.
That's me.
In 2020, we figured out...
That was a long time
ago. It was. But we figured out what would be the best Christmas gifts to give a selection of villains.
Oh, dear.
In 2021, the selection
of
gifts...
Probably cloth masks back
for,
then,
That's
actually,
true, yeah. actually. Sidekicks.
Yeah.
In 2022, we did henchmen. In 2023, this was a great topic. We gave gifts to the main characters from Box Office Bombs.
Oh.
Underrated Disney movies.
Okay, yeah.
And last year, we figured the princes, like, prince is not princesses. Princes deserve some gifts.
And
we're going...
And this year, we're not giving out any Christmas gifts because we blew the budget on our Golden Globe podcast campaign.
Which didn't go anywhere. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
That was funny. That was a good callback to, like, a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have your moments.
Mm.
This year, we are revisiting our annual Secret Santa.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. We are going to be giving gifts to mentor or parental figures.
Ah.
Okay?
Hmm.
They're not, like, sidekicks. They play an important role. And this is always a big role in Disney movies. So, I have a list here of 10. And we're going to kind of just back
and
forth.
Are we, like, sticking to, like, animated?
Yes, they're all animated.
They're all animated.
And they're all animated Disney. No, I actually don't have any Pixar in here, I don't think. Nope, no Pixar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pixar's not really got the mentor character as much.
Not so much, actually. Yeah.
Thinking, really.
So, do you want me to go through all 10, or do you want, like...
Let's just go through them, and it's... Throw some spaghetti at the wall.
Okay, sure.
Maybe that'll be one of the gifts.
Some Maybe
delicious
some
spaghetti,
spaghetti
at the wall.
I don't know. I don't think this first one is going to like the spaghetti.
Oh.
Okay. Our first gift goes to Mufasa.
Oh. I know what Mufasa wants.
What does Mufasa want?
You can go first.
I want to get Mufasa a star map or constellation guide.
Okay, because he's up in the sky.
Because he's up in the sky. Now, well, he needs to figure out what's what.
I'm going to assume that we're giving him the gift prior to being trampled by the wild beasts.
Ouch. Emotional damage comes as a side dish here, apparently.
Yeah. And I'm going to give him the gift that every cat wants. A giant cardboard box.
That's funny.
Because he's a kitty.
So, I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
he's a kitty. He's a big kitty. Yeah.
And I have seen big cats playing in
yes,
cardboard
they
boxes.
Yes, they do.
They super do. Like, it's not even really a joke.
So, I want to just preface this with, I have the list, and because I have the list, I have my gifts written down already. You're doing this off the top of your head.
Yes, I am.
The reason I'm prefacing this is gift number 2 goes to Bagheera.
Oh.
From Jungle Book.
Well, he's not getting a cardboard box.
So, I was giving him a giant box.
Oh.
And a lifetime supply of tuna treats.
Oh, tuna treats. Because
yeah. Big kitty.
Yeah, big kitty. Okay. I am giving Bagheera an all expenses paid trip to Cocker City, Wisconsin.
What? What's in Cocker City,
Wisconsin? No, it's in Kansas.
Okay, what's
It's on Wisconsin Street. But You know what's there?
No, I don't.
The world's largest ball of twine.
Wait, that's amazing.
similar but different.
Similar but different.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, those
go
are
kitties.
Those are our two kitties.
I do like kitties.
Yeah, me too. We have two that are visiting us right now. We actually have three altogether, but one's not visiting us.
They're a little hyper.
Yes. So that was it for our kitties.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go to a human, kinda. The fairy godmother from Cinderella.
Yeah, would we call her human?
That's why I went kinda. She's a fairy.
She's part of the fae.
That's true. Yeah.
So what I'm
not
gonna,
her name, not your name. Do not give
her
name. Yeah,
I'm gonna give her a notebook to record all the names so that she can really ruin some people's days.
That's
although
fair.
she's a kind fae, I think.
She is.
Mostly.
Although. She,
it's going to be a fancy notebook, and maybe I'll stay on her good side.
Yeah,
so.
That's actually a good idea. Like come with a quill kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to also give something related to her job.
Okay.
So she's always losing her wand and forgetting where she puts it. Mm. Like, she takes it up her hair, takes it up her sleeves. So I'm going to put, like, a little tracking device and a holder for her magic wand.
Ah, like a...
Like a little
like
GPS.
Like an air tag.
Yeah, exactly.
Thing,
yeah. But I also want to put like a little holder, maybe something around her neck or waist or something like that.
I could see it. It's kind of like older ladies sometimes wear their glasses around their
literally
neck.
Literally what I was.
A little chain thing.
That's
yeah.
exactly what I was picturing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because.
When you get to a certain age,
that's
you
what
get a little forgetful.
Exactly.
And,
So, good fae. I think this one is also similar, but maybe less good. Merlin.
Ah.
From Sword in the Stone.
Yeah. I'm going to buy him some pants. Some well-fitting pants. His robe, I don't...
There's a lot of flouncing.
I don't trust that robe. Yeah, he flounces around, and I don't trust it.
Mm-hmm.
So, some pants.
That's fair. I mean, we do see a lot of old man leg when he does the flouncing.
Yeah.
So, it always makes me a little nervous.
A little nervous.
What if he was flouncing when it was windy?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I was going to give him a Grammarly subscription for his spell books because he, like, doesn't really think things through or have a look at everything and make some mistakes. And Archimedes can't always be there to correct them.
Right.
Yeah, so, Grammarly.
Hmm.
Make suggestions. Kind of like, remember a little Clippy that would pop up and be like, you look like you're trying to work a spell. Would you like help with the consequences?
It could help, yeah.
Yeah.
That seems fair.
Yeah. Next, let's stick with magical old people. Mama Odie. So this is from Princess and the Frog. What are you going to get Mama Odie?
Well, I am going to let you go first because I have to remember something about this movie.
Okay. I'm going to give her colorful wind chimes to help decorate her treetop home.
Doesn't she already have colorful?
She has a lot of like bottles and makeshift ones. I want to like upgrade them a little
bit.
Oh,
you're going to like... Go to Etsy and get some bespoke.
This is what I'm saying. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am gonna get her some tasty hot sauce because on the ride, when you get off the ride, it says the only thing that matters is hot sauce or something like
something
that.
Like that.
The most important thing
the
in the world
important thing.
Is hot sauce.
Oh, never forget what's most important. Hot sauce.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if those two signs were related, but to me they are. And delicious Louisiana hot sauce is the gift that keeps on giving.
It's true.
Sometimes the next day even.
Yeah, it's true. So Mama Odie's got to be a part of this.
Yeah.
She has that giant cauldron besides. Like, you got to have a good amount of hot sauce to work in there. Let's go to another mythical creature. How about Phil or Philoctetes from Hercules? The trainer.
Yes.
Do you want me to go first?
Yes, you could.
Gym membership. He's getting a little older.
Okay.
Right? And I mean, I know he trains all the heroes, but he had to come out of retirement for Hercules, like, well, years and years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got to, like, take care of himself. But also, on those days when he feels like phoning it in a little bit, he can send his heroes in training over there.
Yeah. Okay. So, I am... thinking I was going to try and tie this back to Danny DeVito somehow, but I don't know Always Sunny in Philadelphia that well to get a good reference in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So I'm actually going to get, similarly, he needs some self-care.
Yeah.
Because he's getting up there, and
he is.
They're bringing him back for the live action.
Oof.
Hercules that may or may not happen. I don't know.
You gotta but hurry.
He's gonna have
I saw him in Haunted Mansion. You better hurry.
he's gonna have a really nice spa day.
Oh, I like
it. At the local farrier, because he's got hoofs.
That, and that's probably really expensive, quite frankly.
Yeah. Oh, they do good work, though. I don't know if you ever watched a farrier do stuff. It's quite satisfying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you want to go... We have two actual human characters left and two non-human characters left. What are you feeling?
Alternating.
Okay. Let's go for Rafiki from Lion King.
Oh, okay.
Non-human first.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I know what I'm going to give him. Do you know what you're going to give him?
No.
I'm going to give him some artisan herbal teas to help with his meditations.
Oh, he does like to meditate.
Under the big tree, right?
Yeah. I'm going to get him a Nerf gun so he can teach his lessons slightly less painfully.
But the past does hurt.
Abuse is kind of mean, but you could have a Nerf fight. That'd be fun.
That's actually really funny. Okay.
You seem surprised every time. I don't know. You've known me for a long time.
I know, but I don't even know how you think of that. Like Nerf gun. Okay. Grandmother Fa. So this is the grandmother from Mulan.
Oh, okay.
Do you know how hard it was to think about mentors that from different movies and things like that? And I tried to get human, non-human, classic, not classic. I didn't go super not classic.
She's going to get a brand spanking new Mahjong set.
Ooh, that's good.
Because Chinese elders really love their Mahjong.
Yeah, and plus now Mulan's off with the guy who definitely knew she was a girl the whole time.
He has some very confusing feelings.
He did. Yeah. I'm going...
I think that's good.
Yeah, I think she can that's
go,
a great one. Yeah.
She can go play with the other old ladies in the village. Yeah, in the village.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I'm going to get her Lucky Cricket, because her Lucky Cricket went off with Mulan.
That was kind of rude.
I mean, she did kind of get him and hope that he would help Mulan, and then he just really, stuck with it. But, yeah. She needs one for herself.
I feel like Lucky Cricket is kind of like one of those things where something bad happens and you say it's lucky, rain on your wedding day or whatever.
A free ride
and you're like, oh, it's lucky. Cause crickets are really annoying. You do not want a cricket in your house.
This is
I
true.
Promise.
No, this is true.
They're the sound that crickets make, you can't even tell where it's coming from.
It's actually kind of cool if you think about it.
It is super cool, but
super annoying.
It's super annoying. So, yeah, I think that's a terrible gift, but.
But she would like it.
Okay. Sure. But she got rid of her cricket real fast. I don't know. Maybe read the room. I'm just saying.
Okay. And next, we're going to go non-human again. Let's figure out what everyone's favorite merman, King Triton, wants for Christmas. I have some ideas about what I could give him for Christmas, but...
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes.
What?
Okay, yeah, tell me then.
Ancient Atlantean history scrolls.
I'm pretty sure he has of those.
He hates human artifacts and loves merfolk, so I want him to be able to study his own lore, and maybe that would help him learn some patience.
Right.
The practice of studying by himself.
Well, I am going to get him a year's supply of protein powder, because those abs and pecs don't build themselves, you know.
So you may, we're maintaining here.
Yeah.
What did you think I meant when I said I had an idea?
I don't know. I don't know. You tell me. He is jacked, though.
Oh, yes, he is.
Maybe he just uses his magical sea powers to build... beach muscles.
Must be.
Mm.
Although I saw those other merfolk around.
Yeah, they're all pretty in shape.
Yeah, but not like him.
Mm.
Maybe that's why he's the king.
Mm.
Was he even on my list when we did that one Valentine's Day way back when?
I don't know. That was a long time. That was a long time ago.
We have to revisit that.
Well, you are getting older now, so you're more into the zaddy era.
That's true. That's true. He's not even zaddy, though.
He's like, geez, Addy. Yeah. He's very gray.
He is, but part of the zaddy thing is you have to be a little bit comfortable.
Mm. Not necessarily.
No?
No.
I don't know. But yes, my taste would probably have changed.
Hmm.
Anyway. Our last one would not make my list for the Zaddy thing, but he's a nice guy. Geppetto from Pinocchio.
Hmm. Yeah?
Yeah. Do you know what you would get him?
Probably a dating profile. Single dad life is real hard.
Mm-hmm.
And,
especially in the middle of like a little German town like that.
Yeah.
Or Italian town. It's Italian.
Right. Even though
it looks Bavarian. Yes.
And Pinocchio is from Germany.
Pinocchio. Is he? The name is Italian.
Hmm. I think it's like on the,
one of those border ones.
Maybe. I don't know. Cause we saw a lot of Pinocchio stuff in Germany. But then we also saw a lot of Pinocchio stuff in Italy.
Yeah.
So it must be Italian.
Hmm, must be Italian.
Fragile.
Watch that soon.
The names are very Italian, obviously.
And I mean has probably been taken from different places. But it was originally written by an Italian writer, Carlo Collodi, who was from the Florence area.
Oh, okay. We were in Florence.
We were.
It's nice.
But, I mean, I guess that makes
sense.
There
wasn't any talking puppets, though.
No. All the names and the puppets and things like that were Italian,
mm-hmm.
but the style was very German.
Yeah, it was.
But maybe that was just the animation.
Yeah, it could
trying be. To come off of, like, Snow White, right? Maybe.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway. Dating profile. I don't like following you. I should go first. But this is the last one, because I think that's way funnier than the fine woodworking tool set and that I was going to get him. Complete with warm woolen socks for the chilly evenings in his wood shop.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he already has all that. But
yeah, but he's getting more and better.
You're a terrible gift giver.
Aww.
Oh, terrible. Awful.
Aww, sad.
See, meanwhile, Geppetto, with my gift, is going to be hanging out with all these lovely Florentine women.
I mean, Florence is probably a good place for that, yeah. Although he's in like a little village, probably.
No, he's going to the big city.
Yeah, and then when they go to the big city, that's when they come upon Pleasure Island. Yeah.
I fail to see a problem.
As I was saying, and I was like, right. yeah, that's the end of our list. That's all 10 mentor characters.
I'm glad we found a little bit of our budget left to give out
some gifts. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. My woodworking set, I'm not going to lie, it was off-light Sheen.
Oh. He probably has better, definitely has better tools already. They're like handmade ones.
Yeah, probably. But, like, you know, it's a thought that counts.
Hmm. The wool socks were probably too small.
No, I think that those ones were nicely made. I got them from another Etsy seller.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You splurged on the socks. Well,
I splurged
those probably
on the
weren't
socks.
Cheap. We are eating itchy band noodles and Kraft dinner for the rest of the year to afford that. Then.
Yeah, well, and then we have to start saving for next year's Golden Globe run.
Mm. Right. Got to start earlier this time.
Well, I think that might have been our problem.
Yeah.
The whole not knowing there was actually that category.
Right.
And not being big enough for it. But other than that, we were like right there.
So close.
Did I miss any mentors that you would have thought should be on the
list?
Well,
that's why I thought maybe you would throw in like kind of a fake out villain mentor.
Yeah.
Like Mother Gothel. She's a mentor, but
she
in
is?
Like in a bad way.
That's actually a
I would have
gotten
her a gift certificate to Sephora.
Yeah.
She has like wicked eyeshadow.
That's true. That's true. Originally I had the three good fairies, but then I was like fairy godmother and the three good fairies. Buy three gifts.
They're basically the same character.
Right. And then I had grandmother Willow, but then I was like, what do you buy a tree?
Birdhouse.
Oh, you know who would be a good, villain mentor? The grandmother from Encanto.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm. She's pretty villainous,
mm.
but like complex. And then I almost had Maurice from Beauty and the Beast. That's the other one who didn't make the list.
Right. Yeah. And then I was asking if it was animated, because then, like, you could bring in Obi-Wan or something like
that. So, yes, I almost went Star Wars characters this year.
Mm.
Maybe next year. Yeah. Depends. Again, the only thing is, man, you're buying Star Wars characters gifts, the budget for that.
It's true.
Crazy.
Yes.
So that is our show this week. Thank you, Emil, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts and our email. You can find Disney A episodes on all podcast streaming platforms. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. It's basically how people find us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we got to start our run now for next year.
Right.
Right. So, you know, do that.
We're really counting on word of mouth these days because, again, we blew the entire budget. The
whole budget.
A very large budget. Maybe next year we'll double it.
What? See, it's funny. There's no budget. Because zero times two is still zero, Brandon.
Yeah, that's how math works.
So, next episode, like we said, will be in the new year.
It'll be in the future!
All episodes work. Yeah, all next episode announcements work.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you have a good 2025?
Not particularly.
No. Did you have some good moments?
There was very good moments.
Yes.
But the year as a whole, other than those good moments, not so good.
The good moments were like sustaining you through the rest of the year.
Yeah.
What were some standouts?
We went to Europe. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I guess that was
the biggest thing.
The big thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Travel is always the standout, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I got to cuddle my kitties a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good, too. You got to hang out with me.
Oh, I guess I did that, too. What about you? Did you have a good 2025?
About the same.
Yeah?
Yeah, about the same. So, some was, like, really good, and some was, like, not so good. And I mean, like, state of the world sucks.
Yeah.
But we went to Disney, and then we went to Europe. Europe was the highlight. I mean, obviously. But yeah, and then did some trips and stuff, and yeah. Had kitties. Hung with you. Yeah. It's fine, I guess.
It was fine. Like, you can't complain too much, but not my favorite year. Other than going to Europe. That was pretty
sweet. Europe was really good. Yeah, totally agree.
Hmm.
All right. Well, next episode, we're talking 2026. We'll be doing some looking forward, and it'll just be a New Year's episode. That's crazy.
And Krista will sing Auld Lang Syne.
I can if you want me to, but nobody wants me to. So, jokes on
you. You heard it here first. It's going to happen.
I would purposely do that so bad that, like, because I would do, if I tried, it would be really bad. So I would purposely do it worse.
Yeah, I mean, so that's you couldn't how really I tell approach a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. And Merry Christmas! Thanks for listening to Disney A.
My mom says I'm cool.
Does she?
Sometimes.